never heard. Have you ever heard anything about these big? Big knots.
No.
Okay.
Now, after
if you cut some flowers, you might put them in a vase. Okay. And when you go to eat the things that you eat with, the utensils.
Yeah. Spoon, a fork, and a knife.
Okay. And that last one, if you had several.
Mm-hmm. Knives.
Okay. Now, after you ate, all the dishes would be dirty. You say you have to
wash the dishes.
And then to get the soap off.
Rinse them.
Okay. And what do you use to get the food off? Maybe something something made out of cloth.
You turn on the water.
A dish rag.
Okay. How about for drying them?
Inside.
We use a dish towel.
Okay. And if you were going to wash your face and you had a little piece of cloth.
Washcloth.
Okay. And to dry yourself off after.
Towel.
Okay. If you turn on the water at the sink, what do you call the thing the water comes out of?
Inside we call it a faucet, and outside we call it a spigot.
Oh, great. And how about if you there was a, you had maybe a portable, like a thermos, or maybe a water barrel, or a beer keg or something?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a thing like that if it was on there?
I don't know. What would we call it? I don't think we'd call it a faucet or a spigot. I'm sure we wouldn't, but I don't know what we'd call it.
Okay. If it got really cold, sometimes the water pipes
freeze.
Uh-huh. And if they do, then they might
break.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't happen where I'm from.
No. So if you put a pin in a balloon, you might say...
Burst.
Okay. And if that happened yesterday, you'd say...
It burst.
Okay. And... now, if there's a large wooden container made out of these sort of staves, and they usually, they use it to put, well, they used to have like huge amounts of flour in it, or
pickles,
or pickled barrel. Okay. How about one that's littler than a barrel?
A small barrel.
Or if you had nails in it or something, or maybe beer.
A keg.
Okay. And... did you ever hear anybody call something that lard came in a stand?
No.
Or molasses?
No.
Okay. I have yet to find anybody that's heard of it. And you were talking about the tornado, the shape of the cloud.
Right, it's a funnel.
And if you pour water
in a funnel,
that's also
right.
Okay.
Right.
If you want to get a horse to go faster and you hit it, you use something, a crack, a...
Okay. Well, we use a crop.
Ah.
That's English riding.
That's, it's like a stick, isn't it?
No, it's leather.
Uh-huh.
It's not wooden.
Oh, it's leather.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've seen
it.
But...
that's English riding, though. I guess Western, they would use a whip.
Okay. Okay, if you bought something at the store and they put it in something.
A bag.
Okay, and it might be made out of...
paper.
Okay, and how about something bigger that was made maybe of cloth? A lot of
sack.
Uh-huh. Okay. And have you ever heard of these you know, these sacks that are they're made of real rough kind of cloth, and they usually put
burlap bags. You call them gunny sacks.
Burlap bags.
Yeah.
Gunny sacks.
Right.
Ever hear any other names that people might use for that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call a certain amount of corn that they could take at one time to the mill to grind it up, like the amount you could carry in your arms?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
No.
Neither have I. How about wood, if you, you know, as much as you could get in your arms?
Mm-hmm.
You just might say that's a...
I would probably say just a load or an armful.
Okay. And, if the lamp burns out, the thing you have to put in?
A light bulb.
Okay. If you were taking your wash, your clothes out to the line to hang up, you might put them in a...
laundry basket.
I don't know what they're called.
Okay. And if you have a barrel, something that runs around and holds the staves in their place.